The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I got Jeff Rich. I got Fred Wallen. I've got you as well. And I'll tell you what, there is so much to talk about in the world of sports, from Triple Crown winners to Stanley Cup Finals, NBA Finals, French Open Finals. I can't believe how much we have to talk about. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm okay, and beautiful day here in Southern California. And 37 years, and it's finally been done again, the Triple Crown. And to me, I think that's got to be the big story in sports, is American Farrell goes wire to wire, or a mile and a half at the Belmont. And congratulations to everybody surrounding that horse. And to me, that was, something doesn't happen for 37 years in sports. It's a pretty big deal.
Well, history, Fred, I'll tell you, go ahead, Jeff.
I was born in July of 1978, so I don't consider myself a young man, and this is the first time that's ever happened in my lifetime. You got to appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's amazing. Fred, on the other side, I want you to break it down and give us kind of like the equivalent, you know, like maybe an NBA basketball or baseball, something. Give us an equivalent. Like, give us something that you can compare the Triple Crown to. Anyways, we're just getting started. So much to talk about. It is Dorf on Sports. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, and the Dorf Man right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
When you take a deep breath, are you sure you're breathing in fresh air? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. In just a moment, we'll talk about a dirty little problem and how you can fix it right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Tough as Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Tough as Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. As the summer heats up, our air conditioners start working overtime. We all know it's important to keep the filter change, but you also need to keep the evaporative coil clean as well. A dirty coil promotes mold growth, which can find its way into the very air we breathe inside our homes. It can also cause your unit to work a lot less efficient and even freeze up. Over-the-counter spray cleaners are okay for very light cleaning, but in many cases, the coil needs to be removed for cleaning. That's when you need to call in the professionals. A thorough cleaning of the coil will improve the peak operating efficiency of the unit and will help extend the life of the equipment. In the long run, it saves you money, and that definitely will help you breathe a healthy sigh of relief. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Placer is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Placers feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Flasser.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quick reminder, we are brought to you in part by SoftHits.net. That's right, SoftHits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, Journey, and or Fleetwood Mac, then you'll love SoftHits.net. Online with broadcast quality audio, song after song. It's SoftHits.net. That's SoftHits.net. I know we got a caller, Dave and Mesa. We'll get to him in a quick second. Fred, I want you to elaborate on that Triple Crown and tell us, give us kind of the skinny on how significant this is. I mean, a lot of people don't appreciate, obviously, horse racing like you do. So give me the skinny. Tell me, give us kind of an example what you would equate this to, the Triple Crown.
Well, first of all, thousands of horses are born every year. I was thinking, okay, maybe winning the batting crown in Major League Baseball three consecutive seasons, but that's not equivalent because you might be playing at a park that's an advantage to a hitter. Here, you've got horses, three-year-old colts that, or doesn't have to be a colt, but three-year-old horses that have to run on the same track. I mean, the three tracks, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and, of course, the Belmont. And different distances, 1 1/4, 1 3/16. And then, of course, the Belmont's 1.5. So when you got thousands of horses being born around the world and you've got one horse who wins the three biggest races, it's an astounding performance. I mean, we went 25 years between 1948 and 1973 when Citation won in 48 and then the Secretariat, of course, in 73. And now we've gone 37 years since Affirmed in 78 and what happens on Saturday with American Pharoah. I mean, it's a tremendous performance. And if you win the decathlon at the Olympics, you don't have to win every event in the decathlon. You know, you can, you know, you just have to get the most points right at the end of the 10 events. Here, you've got to win all three races. I mean, you can't finish second. So it's like, it's a tremendous performance. And people who aren't into horse racing, look at, and there's a negative in horse racing. And I'm not into it as much as I was when I was a kid because the way a lot of owners treat the horses. And when you find these things out, you sort of get turned off. You're a big animal lover. I'm an animal lover. I think Jeff's an animal lover. So it's tough for me to get as involved in it as I was as a kid. I started going to Hollywood Park when I was 6 years of age. I was 6 miles away in Culver City. My dad and mom took me, and I fell in love with horse racing. But, a Triple Crown beating thousands of horses to something that hasn't been done in 37 years, I mean, I don't know if there is an equivalent. I think it's a tremendous thing, and congratulations to the people around American Pharoah and, of course, the three-year-old colt.
Fred, maybe not a team sport comparison, but certainly you have to view maybe the golf Grand Slam, the tennis Grand Slam as something that is close. I think the nature of team sports that you play on a level playing field, and that regardless of where you play, the dimensions are basically the same. I know baseball is a little bit different, but certainly in the individual sports, there's more of a basis for comparison to the horse racing Triple Crown.
Yeah, I agree too. That's a good point. Look, it's an incredible feat. This horse had to go out there and win three races, and obviously, like Fred said, 37 years since it's been done. That's more than impressive, but history is made to be broken, so hopefully it happens sooner than 37 years again, to be honest with you. Let's jump out to the phones. We'll hook up with Dave in Mesa. Dave, you got Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. You got Jeff Rich and the Dorf Man in Phoenix, Arizona. You're in Mesa. First and foremost, man, how are you listening to us? And then also just a quick reminder, every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time, we are live. So, Dave, what's up, man?
Well, I listen to you guys on the Sports Byline feed on Cox Channel 992 is actually what I listen to on the TV.
Cool.
So, you know, it's cool. It's kind of hard to listen to kind of radio on the TV, but I flip back and forth like this morning between you guys and the French Open that's going on, and that thing's kind of going up and down. It looks like Djokovic is going to take it, but then Wawrinka comes back, and I think in the end Djokovic is going to take it just because of the endurance. I don't think Wawrinka's got the endurance for it, but it's an interesting match, definitely to watch.
I'll tell you what, if Djokovic doesn't get this game right now, you could probably say lights out. So Djokovic down at point right now, so it's advantage to Stan Wawrinka in the fourth set. And just to give you kind of an update, Djokovic did win the first set 6-4. Wawrinka comes back 6-4 second set, gets the third set 6-3, and they're knotted at 4-4. And like I said, it's Wawrinka's ad looking at a second serve right now. So Djokovic, a true champion, really up against it. Hey, let me ask you this, since you seem to be a tennis guy, and Serena did something miraculous herself yesterday, winning the Women's French Open, getting her 20th. You know, we talk about that triple crown and how impressive that is, but we live in a society where everybody wants to hate, okay? And, you know, everybody talks about Serena and says, oh, she has terrible antics on the court. Unbelievable shot, by the way, by Wawrinka to get the break. He's up 5-4 with a chance to close out Novak Djokovic in the French Open. But everybody talks about champions and greatness, and we have a tendency to want to hate them more so than anything. Do you feel that people don't appreciate Serena the way she should be treated? And I want Dave's take, and then Fred, you know, I want yours as well.
Well, I think when it comes to Serena, it's more her attitude that people have an issue with. Obviously, the girl is a phenomenal athlete. I mean, there's no question about that. But I think it's somewhat of her personality that kind of displaces people.
Well, I understand that, because a lot of times in those pressers, after she loses a match, as infrequent as it is, she does lose here and there, okay? But point is I agree with you that in her press conferences, she doesn't necessarily give credit where credit is due. And she a lot of times says, well, I played bad. Here's the other thing of that. Everybody, every single time out, Fred, Jeff, Dave, they're giving her their best shot, right? And they're trying to knock her out. So time in and time out, Serena has to take everybody's best shot to win a match. And you know what? Look, I understand people want to hate greatness. I understand your point right there. She isn't necessarily gracious all the time in defeat, but she is a true champion. And when you win as often as she does, I think it's just hard to swallow. But I will say this. I will say this also. On the men's side, you don't necessarily see that whining or that type of attitude that you have with Serena. And it seems like men are more gracious in defeat. Roger Federer so many times obviously has won, but you see him when he loses always giving credit to the other player, saying how fantastic they were, and never making it about himself and his lack of performance, if that is the case. So I understand that side of it, but let's also not forget how great this person is. We're probably watching the best women's tennis player to ever play the game. And like Jeff said earlier, sometimes it takes us 20, 30 years to actually appreciate that.
But Andy, when you're a champion, you've always got a bullseye painted on your back.
Absolutely. No disagreeing with that, of course. And that's why I'm saying she is such a great champion, is because every single time out, everybody wants to rip her head off and they want to beat her. Well, why shouldn't she feel the same way? And when she loses, why shouldn't she be a little bit upset? Fred, why don't you jump in?
Well, you used the word gracious, and I agree with you 100%. Lack of graciousness has caught people on her back from the very start. I think that's what it is. And I do agree with you that, you know, you're a champion, but I think she's got to be a champion as far as when she loses too. And as you just said, Federer never goes after any, you know, say, I didn't play well. He said, the other guy beat me.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to say. There are certain things that are politically correct you have to say. And if you don't say them, people are going to be on you. And you could be right. She might be the greatest women's player of all time. But the lack of graciousness will get people angry at her.
Hey, Dave, can you hang tight? We'll hold you over to the break and then let you spill out a few more things that are on your mind, because we didn't really give you a lot of opportunity. I want to kind of get into the NBA playoffs a little, and I know you're an NBA guy, so hang tight. We'll keep you through the break. And one thing I will say, I don't remember Martina or Chris Evert ever not being gracious in defeat as well as in victory. So sometimes maybe it's just a changing in era, changing in the force at hand, but it is good to be gracious in victory and in defeat. Anyways, we'll be right back on the other side. We'll see how Novak is in about 30 seconds or so when Wawrinka takes him out in the French Open. But anyways, Fred Wallen, Dorfman, Jeff Rich, and then Dave, phone caller, on the other side. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and it is official. Stan Wawrinka has won the French Open, beating Novak Djokovic in four sets. Great match, great final game there, to be honest with you. Djokovic had a shot to get it back and stand the man. Just too much of that will to win today at the French Open. Unbelievable. Great stuff. I love watching tennis. I mean, look, I love watching golf. People think I'm nuts, but the things that those guys can do with those shots, absolutely incredible, amazing. And this was truly just a great match. Loved watching this. I really did. Anyways, getting back to sports, getting back to what's going on in the world of sports. We still got Dave and Mesa on the phone. Dave, tell us what's on your mind. I mean, you've been watching this match. Great, great match. Djokovic gave it everything he had, but did not have the answer for what Stan the Man was throwing out there today.
Well, you know, I'm a big Djokovic fan, actually, believe it or not. But it just kind of seemed like he was playing a little bit flat today.
He didn't have the energy going.
There was the end of one set where he actually took his tennis racket and smashed it down on the playing surface there. So he just looked a little flat. And Wawrinka, he had the energy. And when it came to the it looked like Djokovic wanted to play the long ball. But whenever it would come down to the short ball, Wawrinka had an answer for him.
You know what? And a lot of that has to do with the route that these guys had to take to get there, too. Think about Djokovic and the guys that he had to get through. When you know you got to beat Rafael Nadal in the round of 16. I mean, that's a pretty tough task. And I know he did it, and I'm not saying anything about it. But the point is his route maybe was a little more difficult than Stan the Man, who had a little bit easier route on his way to winning this title. And again, that doesn't take anything away from Stan the Man. And truly, Djokovic, a great champion. Gracious in victory, gracious in defeat, something that we've been talking a little bit about. I want to change gears, though, and let's talk some NBA hoops, guys. Let's talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Golden State Warriors. Cavs are really up against it now, let's be honest. No Kyrie Irving. They didn't have Kevin Love, so I don't even want to bring him into the mix. That they've been playing without him for a long, long time. But Kyrie Irving now seems to me to be kind of that final straw that is going to do them in. Too much for them to come back from, if you ask me. And look, I wanted the Cavs to win this thing. I predicted that they would. I said they'd win in six games. However, there was a part of me that said Golden State could win in five or seven, but nobody wants to hear three predictions. So I went with the King. I went with LeBron James. But I also thought that Kyrie Irving was going to be there and not be knocked out for the rest of the playoffs. Unfortunately, game one happens. He plays great. He plays fantastic, to be honest with you. Probably better than people could expect it. Surprised maybe about the minutes. His family wasn't happy about it. This, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, he's no longer available for the Cavaliers. Dele and the rest of those guys are going to have to step up. J.R. Smith is going to have to be great. Shump is going to have to be great. LeBron's going to continue to be great. But I always thought it was about the supporting cast, guys. Now his supporting cast needs to step up that much more. Dave, let's hear from you first, and then we'll go to Jeff because he's a Cleveland guy, and then Fred hopefully will knock a little sense into all of us. Fred, Dave, you first.
Well, I think obviously tonight's game is going to be pivotal. LeBron is going to be LeBron throughout this whole series. Now he's going to have to rely on his supporting cast and what they can do. So with that being said, I think tonight's game is one of the most important. No matter how far this goes, Cleveland has to take this game in order to make this a series. And it'll be interesting to see. Like I said, LeBron's going to always be LeBron. He's going to always get his points. He's going to always get his rebounds and what have you and move the ball around because LeBron's great at doing that. But it's going to be a question of whether those other guys are going to step up. Now, we've seen statistically when Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love are not in there, believe it or not, Cleveland does pretty good. The other guys do step up. So it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, it's interesting when adversity comes and you know you have to step up. Chances are you're actually going to take that role and embrace it a little bit. And that's what J.R. Smith did when he had the record-setting three-pointers in the last series. Shump has been really tough. And there's one thing you said about the game later on is that they need a victory. And I think one thing that bodes well, and, you know, all things have to change here and there sooner or later. But LeBron James, after losing a game one, I believe, is something like 7 or 8-0. Jeff might know the exact numbers, but that could bode well for Cavs fans, LeBron and company. But like we all know, records are made to be broken and changed. So, you know, he's had a great record and responded after a loss. Now it gets tougher without Kyrie Irving. Am I right on that, Jeff? 7 or 8-0, something like that for LeBron James after a loss?
Yeah, it's something like that. But this is this is a completely different scenario altogether. He needs Tristan Thompson to play well. He needs J.R. Smith to play some defense. He needs Shumpert really to step up on defense on Klay Thompson. And, I think the best hope for Cavaliers fans is that Dellavedova can get inside Steph Curry's head as he has with the Bulls and the Hawks. On the other side of the floor throughout this series. So, and they have to shoot well. I mean, that's what it comes down to with LeBron James teams, whether it was the Miami Heat, St. Vincent St. Mary High School, or the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, quite simply, if they're, and they've got Bogut down there in the middle, so he can't get to the rim every time. So he's got to be able to drive and kick. And when he drives and kicks, he needs help getting those assists. And that's what it's going to come down to. Serious uphill battle for the Cavaliers, but not completely undoable. Odds are obviously stacked against them. Logic dictates that this is Golden State series to lose.
I know you're still a believer. Fred, your thoughts on how tough of a task it's going to be for the Cavs. And then I want to throw something at you guys about a thought I had about game one. Go ahead.
You know, it's interesting that it was a six-point spread in game one where the Warriors were a six-point favorite. They're only a six-point favorite tonight, so I'm staying away from it because, obviously, the Warriors were deeper even before the loss of Irving.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're much deeper, and as good as LeBron is, now without his partner in the backcourt, it's a pretty tough climb, obviously, for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I thought they would probably win in six also because of LeBron, but this thing changes. And if you think about it, they had the last shot and they had control of game one. If they win that in regulation, the injury never occurs. And I wonder if you guys have an answer to this. Do you blame LeBron for not getting a good shot off of 24 seconds to go or having 24 seconds? Or do you blame the defense? Or do you give defense the credit for not giving him a good shot at the end?
Fred, you kind of stole my thunder because I was going to ask you guys, if you're LeBron James and the game is tied and you have the ball, how in the world do you not go to the basket, try to get fouled or bring a double team and kick it to somebody who's wide open for an easy shot? And Jeff, I know that you posted something on your Facebook page, and that was what I said basically, is that I think that by the end of the day, LeBron James may be kicking himself for that game one failure on his part, if you ask me. I would almost say, listen, again, don't kill me when I say this, but truth be told, he was fantastic in that basketball game. I'm not taking anything away from him. He was awesome. But as much as he was great, in the final moments of that game, he was not great, and he did not go to the basketball to the hoop, and I'm sitting there saying to myself, you're the best player in the world.
Yeah.
They're going to call a foul most likely, or you're going to open it up for somebody else. What the heck happened to LeBron James in the last few moments of game one? And I think he's going to kick himself maybe for the rest of his career, because I'll be honest with you, this could have been a very defining moment in LeBron James's career, guys. If he were to take this team and win it in a title, I'm telling you right now, it's greater than anything that Michael Jordan had ever done, to be honest, in his career. So I think LeBron James really let one slip away in game one, and I think he's going to kick himself for the rest of his life for it.
I don't think he plays particularly – I think he plays, you know, from a talent standpoint, he plays very well for 48 minutes, and he plays very well even in the last minute in the clutch and whatnot. What he doesn't do on a consistent basis is make good decisions. I think that when the pressure mounts, he tends to make some poor decisions. It's not about missed shots or not being able to get the job done or quitting. It's just you know, not thinking with your head necessarily, not taking the most logical approach. I don't want to accuse him of trying to be the hero too much, but that's what I thought we saw on Thursday night in game one when he took an ill-advised shot with plenty of time left on the shot clock. And, you know, really, even if he hits that, you don't want to leave Golden State any time when you start a possession with 24 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, I was somewhat found myself scratching my head at that last few seconds of the ball game. Look, the guy runs people over for a living, and he had an opportunity to do it, and he didn't do it. Dave, before we let you run, anything else on your mind and your thoughts about that as well?
Well, you know, he is the best player in the league, and he probably should have done something. But look, the whole team went cold, especially in the overtime. They were like 0 for 8. I mean, it took him until the last minute of overtime to even score a point. So you want to see LeBron take hold of in that situation. You're expecting him to, but you also need the rest of the team to kind of step up on that. I don't really want to go back on some stuff because I know we already touched on this, but Fred brought up an interesting point. A lot of people don't appreciate horse racing for what it was. I had to pull my 15-year-old daughter out of her room yesterday to watch because I said, this is history being made. Now, I'm old enough, Fred's old enough that we've been able to appreciate, for me at least, four Triple Crown winners, but this just doesn't come along very often, guys. And yesterday.
Dave, we're up against it. I'm sorry to kick you, but hang tight. We'll let you finish your thought on the other side about this. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This time of year, flying pests seem to bother us more than normal. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about dealing with wasp nests and bee stings right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. The best time to destroy a wasp nest is at sunset using a spray designed to shoot a stream of insecticide about 20 feet away. That way you can use them from a safe distance. Make sure you wear light colors and no scented lotion or perfume that could telegraph your arrival. They start diving at you. Don't swat at the insects. Be still or move away slowly. If you do get stung, remember this. Honeybees sting once, leaving their stinger behind. To remove it, you need to scrape sideways over the stinger to prevent getting more venom into the skin. Bumblebees, yellow jackets, wasps, and hornets have smooth stingers and can sting many, many times. Their venom also attracts others, so get away quickly and wash the sting with soap and water. Then you can treat the pain and itch with cortisone cream and ice. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Plaster is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Plasters feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Plaster.com or call 1-800-476-560.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then, oh yeah, shoot Fred an email. SportsFred@AOL.com. Hey, Dave, we want to let you finish up your thought about the Triple Crown and how significant it is, because truly people do not appreciate horse racing enough and don't give it enough love. So give us your final rant on the Triple Crown.
Well, it was like I was saying earlier, people don't appreciate exactly what we actually witnessed yesterday. And some people don't even realize that yesterday was historic, because it was the first time a Triple Crown winner actually won the Triple Crown, never having run a Belmont before. All the other horses, all the other 11 Triple Crown winners had ran at Belmont at one point before the Belmont Stakes. So it was history-making in just that aspect of American Pharoah. The first time ever a Triple Crown winner won without running on Belmont.
Pretty impressive in general, and again, not seeing the course, not understanding it or whatever, at least getting out there one time and checking it out, just speaks volumes as to how impressive this horse is, to be honest with you, and what a true champion the horse is. Is that correct, Fred?
Well, again, you know, when you go a mile and a quarter, then you go down to a mile and 3/16, how the heck did the horse know he had to go a mile and a half? And he did it. I mean, wire to wire. I mean, that's a tremendous performance. Again, I was at Hollywood Park in 73 when Secretariat did its thing. I was at Hollywood Park in 77. I was in Hollywood Park in 78 when Affirmed it did its thing. So, but again, the sport itself is dying. The average age, I guarantee you, and I don't know this exact, but I will tell you this, Andy, I will tell you this, Dave, and I'll tell you this, Jeff, has probably moved up 10 years since I started as a kid following horse racing. So it's a dying sport. I don't know what the answer is. Maybe so many people have found out how some of these owners treat the horses. Maybe it just, I have no other explanation for it, but the sport is dying. The average, there aren't any kids there. There aren't any teenagers there. The average age is between 40 and 50, I guarantee, at the track.
Yeah.
And so when we pass, what's going to happen, you know, where is the sport going to go? I don't know. But, and maybe, again, I'm going to repeat, it's because we now know how some of the owners treat the horses. They end up with, Japan as horse meat, and you can't do that, and people know that. Maybe that's part of it. I don't have another explanation why it's dying, because from a gambling aspect, it's really fun.
I've got another one for you, and I would probably think that this is more it than anything. And then got to thank Dave. Appreciate you calling in, Dave. We're going to hook up with Chris in just a moment, another caller at 1-800-878-7529. But this is my thought. It's a really rich sport, Fred. Let's be honest. You know, your average person isn't buying horses. Not a lot of people can relate to horse racing these days. I don't know if anybody ever could, but it's a novel. Like, it was like kind of like a novel idea back in the day, maybe. And nowadays, listen, people can't afford it. First and foremost, it's expensive to go horseback riding. So to get involved in horses is tough in the first place. So maybe they have to figure out how to cater to a bigger or more people, a bigger audience for some way, shape, or form. And I don't know how they do it, to be honest with you, because, like I said, it's a pretty rich sport, and it kind of has that aura about it of being a little bit snooty, if you will. So at least that's how I take it. And again, I don't know how the world takes it, but that's how I look at it. And I think that it's a privileged group of people that are into horse racing, and it's not for the masses. That would be my thought anyways. I know we have a caller, Chris, I believe you're in Flagstaff. Chris, you got the Dorf Man, you got Jeff Rich, and you got Fred Wallen. What's on your mind today, man?
Well, Nick D'Avola made his comeback last night from his 5-game absence from his foot injury.
Talking about the Arizona Rattlers, folks, if you don't know who he's talking about. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I was thinking he might be a little rusty. Well, I was at the game last evening. Let me tell you, 9 touchdown passes later, he was not rusty.
Okay.
So that was and both my Snakes won last night. My Rattlers won, my D-backs won. solid pitching by Chase Anderson. Solid outing. 2-1 for the D-backs. Puts us a game below 500. The Dodgers are slumping. Good news.
Okay, but hang on. Explain me the deal that they made with Seattle. I don't understand that exactly.
I didn't get it either. We had Paul Bryan, who's hitting 322 with 12 homers in AAA. And
they're not catching him enough in AAA. They're playing him in the outfield far too much. You're talking about Peter O'Brien here. Excellent prospect. Hits the ball really well. He just hasn't caught enough that they can put him in there to replace the
Castillo hit a two-run homer last night, so it worked out for us. Yeah, a two-run homer in the seventh. But I don't know, but we were trying to get rid of Trumbo's contract because the Mariners, I think, picked up a remaining $6 million.
Yeah, so well, and also in Chris's defense, and in all honesty, listen, to all of us, the Diamondbacks are doing better than we would have ever expected, and they made it clear that they were in a rebuilding process. So I think everything that they're doing makes sense in the case of being in a rebuilding process.
Right.
Except they're in the race, Andy. Why do you give up a power hitter like Trumbo? I don't know what they got in return, but I mean, I don't remember.
You got Castillo because lost Tuffy Goatswitch, who's a starting catcher.
Yeah.
Okay, but I mean,
and you got rid of the logjam in the outfield in Phoenix. I mean, they had about four. You know, they had about five.
And it frees up that battery as Monty Thomas.
And again, I also think this is one of those cases of addition by subtraction, fellas. You know, let's not be so critical of every move that everybody makes. You know, especially from a team like the Diamondbacks, who we were expecting nothing from. So the fact of the matter that they're even competing says a lot about the heart and the desire of those guys to go out there and play every day. So, again, they made it clear this is a rebuilding phase, and this is what they're going to do. The fact that they're competing just speaks volumes about the guys in that locker room.
Yeah, Paul Goldschmidt's contending for the Triple Crown again. So if he doesn't get his wrist broken by getting intentionally thrown at by the Pirates again. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But
yeah.
You never know.
So, anything else, man? What else you got
and,
for us?
The Blackhawks Lightning are tied up. Dan Henderson had a 28-second knockout. Do you watch the UFC fights at all? And the horse racing, on that point, you're right with the money. How many people, just to buy a decent horse, not a racehorse, is like $5,000-$10,000.
Hang on. We're not asking anybody to buy a horse. We're asking them to bet $2 at the track.
Okay, so, but Fred, here's the point though: is if you're more into it because you know you've been involved with horses. Okay,
right.
I've had a buddy back in the day who had a horse, so I got to check out his horse like as a little kid. But for the most part, to be honest with you, I understand what Chris is saying. We tend to appreciate and understand the things that we're involved with more so than the things that we are just kind of looking at and seeing and admiring. So the ability to actually pick up a basketball, which costs you a few bucks, and you can go out and buy that and shoot it on your hoop forever right. till the thing goes flat versus spending $5,000 or $10,000 like Chris just said, makes a lot of sense to this guy.
Well, I don't know. Let me repeat. Clayton Kershaw makes $30 million, very few people a year. Most people aren't going to make $30 million a year. They still follow baseball.
Understand, but to go out and buy a baseball and to buy a bat doesn't cost you $5,000, Fred.
No, but what I'm saying to you is that if you wager, you don't have to have anything to do with – you don't. Folks, give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. What I'm basically saying is if you like to make money, you like to gamble – it's a place to gamble. It's no different than betting on basketball, football, baseball, except if you find a long shot, you can get a 25-to-1 shot for $2. You can make $50 for $2. You can't really do that too often unless
sure.
you know what I'm trying to say.
Sure, so, I understand that point of it, sure.
So, I mean, if you're into gambling, and obviously this country is, I mean, you know, just as the horse racing side has gone down, the number of people that wager has gone up, but they don't wager on horse racing. Or they don't go to the track. You know, some people do wager online. You can't take that away from it. And that takes away some of the fun if there aren't a lot of people there. When I used to go to Hollywood Park, there were 25 or 35,000 there, almost 25 or 35,000 almost every day. Now you're lucky to see 5,000. Well, Hollywood Park's gone, but I mean, Santa Anita, same thing, you know, 5,000. But, you know, you make a good point, Andy, as far as people not relating to being able to own a horse. But if you like to wager, you can find a long shot and make some, you know, big money very quickly, where today, you know, yeah, you can wager on Cleveland versus the Warriors, but you're betting a 110 to win 100. You're not going to make $50 for your one. That's all. So,
right.
I mean,
no, look, I get it from that standpoint. I'll even take it a step further. You know, I think that when you think about tennis or you think about golf, less people are probably betting on those two sports as well, because less people are playing those, because golf, another rich type sport, to be honest with you. Out here during season, it costs you $200 to go play some of these fine golf courses that we have, you know. So not your average Joe can go out and play golf. Tennis, the same situation. The rackets cost a couple hundred bucks a piece. You know, not everybody has a couple hundred bucks to go out and spend on that. So, you know, I think that, you know, it's a lot easier to relate to baseball or basketball. Again, football, those things cost very few dollars. Yeah, to keep playing them year in and year out, you know, to spend the money on the lessons or the private coaching that you may receive, yeah, that's going to cost you some money, but that kind of goes along with it. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, those are relatively expensive sports for you to just get involved with in the first place. So I kind of can understand why the public doesn't know as much about horse racing or tennis or golf for that matter. And you know what? Tiger Woods made golf really cool. And I haven't ranted about this, but at this point, he's not making golf cool anymore when he shoots 85s. I can go out and shoot better than Tiger. A lot of people say, listen, dude, you can't do that. I'm sorry. I do shoot better than 85 most of the time I go out and play. And I do play from the tips of just about every golf course that I play from. Yes, I don't have millions of people watching me. I don't have sponsors and whatnot. But my point is this. He's playing like a 10 to a 15 handicap. So at this point, he's no longer a threat. He's no longer that important. He's no longer something that people go to watch other than to watch the car crash that he's going to get in. And I know, I guess I kind of went on a rant there on something else, but my point is that in sports today, with horse racing and tennis and golf, they're expensive. They're hard for the average person to enjoy, Fred, on a daily basis as far as playing them themselves.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I can't disagree. And again, the negative for me about horse racing is you find out how the horses are treated. You know, you've got to treat the horses better, and people understand what's going on. Remember the series on HBO Luck that was on a few years ago? It was a great series, except it killed 8 horses. They went out and tried to get 8 and 9-year-olds to run the track. They died of heart attacks. So HBO pulled it. Thank God for HBO. But we do not treat animals well, and people understand that nowadays.
Yeah, it's just amazing what you see that happens to dogs repeatedly on Facebook. I get those. And yeah, it just makes me disgusted, Fred, and I just don't know what to do about it. I can't change everybody. I can only go out there and do what I can do, and I'm trying to do my part. But anyways, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap this thing up. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, and Jeff Rich. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And thanks to Chris for calling, by the way.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. A little rush for you coming back. It is Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quick reminder, we are brought to you in part today by today's homeowner, television, radio, and online home improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny, he is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings and online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. Fellas, you know, we didn't really even break down the NHL hockey Stanley Cup Finals. 1-1, knotted up there, going back to Chicago. Impressive that Tampa was able to rebound after letting Game 1 go, to be honest with you. Came back, you kind of expected them to. And I guess my point is, are we expecting the same type of thing from LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers? Look, back is really up against it. No Kyrie Irving. I mean, look, in the first place, this was going to be tough. It was going to be real tough. But now it gets even more tough. The King has to really put that S in his chest. Do they have any shot to win tonight? Jeff, you first.
They have a shot, sure, but I think it's tough. That Oracle Arena is just a tough place to play. We've seen LeBron James win games by himself. 2009 Eastern Conference Finals, Game 5. 2007 Eastern Conference Finals, Game 5, the 48 points he scored in Detroit. So we've seen him do it by himself. I'm not sure he could do it at the age of 30, though. So I would pick the Warriors in Game 2.
Fred, are the Warriors like a shark seeking that blood right now and ready to kind of go in for the kill and get a 2-0 advantage? And like he said, that arena, really electric. I expect the Warriors to come out on fire.
Andy, let me just tell you this very quickly. All the Dodger games are blacked out. This game is not blacked out. So I'm going to watch the Dodger game on ESPN instead of the – I'm going to go back and forth. Seriously, I think LeBron's going to have a tough go tonight. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be real tough. But, hey, at least you get to watch a Dodger game, and I don't have to hear you complain about it on Facebook. Or maybe you will complain about it and say the only way you can watch it is on ESPN. And I'm pretty sure that I just know exactly what you're going to say. But for Fred and for Jeff and for Scott and the callers, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, everybody.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.